Hello, my name is Susan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey today?
As long as it's not too long, sure.
It takes about like less than 5 minutes.
Sure, that's not a problem. It's not a problem, not at all.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an independent?
I consider myself an independent, but I register times to be both. Yes.
Okay.
But I'm an independent.
Okay, thank you. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas state legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democrat candidates or usually vote for mostly Republican candidates? Or vote for a mix of
You know, it's probably about a 60-40 split, and I vote for Democrats over Republicans 60-40.
Okay, so that's a vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Roughly, yes.
Okay. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years, in your opinion. Is it time for a change in the direction in political leadership in Texas?
It's not been 30 years. It's been about 20 years, actually, to be honest with you. And it changed because the Democrats weren't receptive to what they want. Is it a time for a change? Well, I think, yes, it is a time for a change because the Republicans are not being receptive either now, yes.
Thank you, sir. You can choose one or the other. One of these answers, is it time for a change in the direction in political leadership in Texas? Second one, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue.
You need to have a change. You need to have a washout. Uh-huh. We're not having it. People can make the argument Texas is doing well, but there's so many things you're missing right now. It's really, they're putting stuff off, especially schools.
Would that be the first or the second that you would choose?
Oh, we need to have a change.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? First one, property taxes. Second one, abortion rights. Three, illegal immigration and the border. Four, funding for public schools and teacher pay. Five, violent crime. Six, gun violence. Seven, health care costs. Eight, the economy, inflation, and jobs. Which would you?
There's an awful lot there, and it's really hard to pick. It's like, you know, what is worse, dying from asphyxia or dying from your slit in your arms? You know what I'm saying? That's those are the choices you're giving me. All of them are important choices. I guess I'm just going to have to give it one and that, say, school.
Okay. That would be funding for public schools and teacher pay.
Funding for public schools, yes, and teacher
okay.
pay.
And which is the next most important problem or issue? Property taxes, abortion rights, illegal immigration and the border, violent crime, gun violence.
Violent crime or gun violence are one and the same. So, I mean,
okay.
I mean, what's violent about, what's not violent about gun crime, you know?
Okay. Now, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. I'll read them out to you, okay? The
mm-hmm.
first one is Ted Cruz. Would that be very favorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable, okay. Ken Paxton, very favorable.
Very unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Okay.
Horrible. Horrible. He's a criminal. He shouldn't be the chief law enforcement officer of Texas. It's a joke. Makes us look like a joke.
What about Donald Trump?
Oh, very favorable.
Steve Ellison.
Actually very favorable.
Okay, so that would be
He's gone. He's not going to get elected. So, yeah, somewhat favorable. Oh, let's say very favorable. Can the top one? I like him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Colin Allred.
Very favorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Very favorable.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift.
Very
beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. Ma'am, I don't know who she is.
Okay, we'll put don't know. It has got the option don't know. Okay.
I'll be honest with you, I just don't know.
Joe Biden?
Very favorable. I was favorable of him.
Mark LaHood?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. And the 2024 presidential election, which candidate? Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Well, I'd vote for Harris. You got a criminal running. You got a guy who doesn't know what the hell he's doing with leaving bears in the woods and dead bears in Central Park. And so what are your choices? You know,
okay.
The criminal or the weirdo? No, you're going to vote for the one who...
Kamala Harris. Okay.
Yeah, Kamala Harris, right.
And the U.S. Senate. Election between Ted Cruz.
Colin Allred.
Okay. Actually, that's what I was going to say. Okay, thank you. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, would you vote
for? Oh, that's right. She's right. That's right. Swift is the other one. Yeah, now I know who she is. Yeah. I'm going to probably end up not voting there.
Okay. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. Okay. Now, Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defensive attorney born and raised in San Antonio and father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation. And that now is the time for bold, unpolitical, conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to secure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their child. The second one, Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community. A former Republican herself, Laurel will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion as well as foster unity and respect. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Oh, well, from the way you described it, it's true about her. I'd vote for her.
Okay. Laurel Jordan Swift. Okay.
Yes, sure. If that's true, I mean, I have to verify because, again, I really don't know her position. And being a Republican and she takes all those positions, it's unusual.
Okay.
I mean, she said she was a Republican at one time. But so have I been a Republican at one time as well, many times over the years.
Okay. Now, Mark, which side do you agree with most? The first one, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles.
Ma'am, I think that's a non-issue as far as I'm concerned. I think the whole woke and the LGBT, you know, they're promoting this and promoting that. They're promoting civil rights is what they're promoting.
Okay.
Whether it be woke and otherwise, you know, I really don't know where you're coming from on that, to be honest with you, because it's just, I think it's a bunch of propaganda, you know, what they're saying. I mean, civil rights are civil rights. Gay people are gay. They deserve rights, not promoting it. Nobody's promoting anything. Nobody's saying, look, I'm going to give you a gold medal to become gay. That's the way you're born. That's what happens. So go ahead, whatever. I'm not quite sure what the whole thing is about. I'm not, and I don't know how you want me to answer that, but what you're telling me is a fable.
Actually, I'm just reading what it's saying here to mark which side you're...
All right, I'm sorry. I get a little upset when you...
I understand.
When I hear statements.
But yes, I'm just reading, that's all.
I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. The second one is, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. So it's just saying to mark which side you agree most. And
yeah, I'm on that, the latter side of that issue, when you just said about inclusion. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. We're almost done, I promise, okay? Mark which side to agree with most. I'll read them out to you. Okay. Agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices detected by government politicians. That's the first one. The second one is, agree with those who support Texas Republicans' laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversation for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
I'm going to support the first one. Ma'am, the problem is that what you're saying there is either black or white. There's no nuances to what you're saying. And I understand I got to get on one side or the other. There's no fence. But, you know, I am a Christian, do believe in Christian values. However, I also believe that, you have a right that my Christian values are my Christian values. I don't have to impose upon somebody else. And a woman's right to choose is her right to choose. And that's what it comes down to. I'm not going to be condescending. But I am a Christian, and I believe that no one should call me a fool. An atheist shouldn't call me a fool, and that does happen. Okay, but go ahead, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. No, that's okay. Which is closer to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? The first one, Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies, when that money could be better spent on schools or lowering the health.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that statement. That needs to be spent. They're wasting money. They're showboating is what they're doing.
Okay.
Governor Abbott just decided he was going to disagree. The Supreme Court told him you don't have a right to be on that border. And he didn't even listen to as far as I'm concerned, it's just what Abbott has done. I mean, it's just, normally they would have, Biden should have sent troops in there, told the National Guard, or he should have nationalized them and said, get out. Got no business. Abbott's showboating. But go ahead. I'm sorry. Again,
okay.
You're riling me up, ma'am. I'm sorry today.
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to get riled up, but I haven't eaten my dinner yet, so I guess I'm okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
No, that's all right. I haven't even put it in the oven yet, so I'm good.
Okay. The second one is, Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending tax money, using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it. So it's just asking which one, and you said...
He doesn't have a right to spend money on that. Texas was being overrun. We're not being overrun.
Okay.
Let me tell you, you send those people back across the border, there's going to be a labor shortage like you wouldn't believe here. We need laborers like that. That's what we need.
Okay. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions? Yeah, agree. Second, disagree.
Do I agree to... Could you repeat the question? Do
you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions? It says, do you agree or...
I disagree. I disagree. I don't think they should have laws on that.
Okay.
I think there should be national laws.
Thank you, sir. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? The first one is, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. The second one, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions. The third one, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Four, find any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. And five, no exceptions for when the life of a woman is at risk.
So which one is the worst?
Yes. Which one, which, in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about
a woman's right to choose? That's the worst, period.
Okay.
I think that was number two.
Takes away a woman's freedom. Okay.
Right.
Thank you. All right, we're almost done, okay? I promise. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislator that their opponents might make. Okay, rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate or somewhat strong reason or a weak reason. Okay, the first one is Mark LaHood defends the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, denying it was an insurrection. Would that be very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason?
That's a strong reason not to vote for him. Not to vote for him because he supports the 1-6 rioters. So am I answering that question properly?
Actually, you've got to choose very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason.
I'm strong. It's very strong against.
Okay. The second one is Mark LaHood supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion.
I'm very strong against that.
Okay. The third statement. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to private school. Would that be very strong against?
I agree with her completely on that. You know, I just saw some statistics on earlier today about how many counties within the state of Texas don't have private schools that they can even spend the money in with their private accounts. Just horrible. But the governor's going to get it. Swift doesn't probably have a chance to win. I hope she does now. Now that you remind me of who she is and what she's for. But go ahead.
All right. Laurel Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrant crime to our communities. Would that be very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason?
Weakly. Weak.
Okay. Next one, Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate. Would that be very strong against?
Ma'am, I don't know. I don't know what she is. I can't answer that. Because to be honest with you, I don't know, you know, where she, you know, until you remind me of her name and who she's running against, because LaHood is not good. I didn't know. But go ahead.
I'll go ahead and skip that one. Okay, we'll go to the next. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership. Would that be very strong against, somewhat strong against?
Ma'am, I don't know who she's backed by.
Okay.
I can't answer that question. I don't know.
No problem. We'll go to the next. LaHood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defunding public education and restricting personal freedom. Would that be very strong against somewhere?
Ma'am, again, I don't know where he got his funding from. I do know he got outside funding because Steve Allison was holding that seat. That's all I can say. And Steve Allison, if you wanted to talk about conservatives, I didn't agree with everything, but I thought he represented the area well. But he lost because of money. And I don't know where he got the money from.
Okay. I'll go to the next. Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's vulture plan that would send money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors. Would that be very strong against, somewhat strong against?
I'm against him doing that, yeah.
Okay. Very strong or somewhat?
Very, very strong.
Okay. Thank you. Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police. Would that be very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak?
Ma'am, I don't know. Again, this it sounds like a commercial is what it sounds like, what you're saying there, like what you see people putting labels on them. And the only thing that I do know about, I know what who's got, there's lots of money behind her. With Swift, I really don't know much about her. And I think I mentioned that to you earlier. But but from what I've heard, what you said, if some of the things that she is, I would vote for it. But go ahead.
Okay. La Hood is on record taking campaign contributions from a group even state Republican leaders say is wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women. Would that be very strong against?
Ma'am, if that's the case, I'm very strongly against vote for him, okay? My God, that's ridiculous. I don't know. That sounds kind of far-fetched. But in any case, I've already decided I would either step out of that or not vote for it.
Okay. Now,
but you're telling me enough to think about Swift here, and I'm going to look it up.
Mark LaHood claims to support police and safety, but he makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder. Would that be very strong against?
You know what? I heard that rhetoric. I don't know what he does. You know, I've heard that. And there were so many. When Steve Allison, they were throwing mud at each other so badly, I didn't know which one was which. I didn't know what I did. You know, what I did know about him, I didn't like. But, you know, I mean, who he represents is, there's no, you know, that's his choice.
Okay.
As far as I'm concerned.
If elected, Mark LaHood is too extreme in his pro-life views, he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas. Would that be very strong against? Somewhat strong against. Weak reason.
You're talking about intravenous fertilization. You're talking about he's against it. Is that what you're saying? I mean, the way that question is.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense. Okay, if elected, Mark LaHood is so extreme in his pro-life views, he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being...
I'm strongly against that.
Okay. Thank you. Mark LaHood is endorsed by and embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccines.
Oh, my God.
Vaccinations that have helped.
I'm strongly against it. Strongly against it.
Thank you. Okay, this one was a real long one, but we'll go on. We're at 66% on Thomas Rumble, and it goes to 100%. But
you told me only a few minutes now, and it's already. I looked at my phone. It's already been 25 minutes, so... You didn't tell me that you're lying to me, but that's okay. I'll stay on the phone since you're very kind.
Okay, thank you. After hearing these statements about Mark LaHood and his beliefs, as well knowing that he defeated a more moderate incumbent representative, Steve Allison, in the primary, do you agree or disagree? Mark LaHood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas. Would that be
agree? I agree. He's too extreme. We've got a bunch of them that are extreme. I got a congressman, Chip Roy, who's extreme.
Okay.
I wish you were talking about his opponent, Chip Roy's opponent, because she doesn't have a chance in, you know what, to get elected, unfortunately. Nobody's putting any money towards her, and Chip Roy is a horrible representative for our community. But go right ahead, ma'am.
Thank you so much, sir. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for the state representative, Laurel Jordan Swift. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one is, Laurel Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government detect that they cannot have an abortion, including when medically necessary to save a woman's life. Would that be very positive? Somewhat positive.
Very positive. Very positive.
Thank you. Second statement, Laurel believes that the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible law, like raising the age or raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and require a mental health background check for gun sales. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thank you, sir. The third statement is, Larell Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of home ownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for businesses and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
Neutral.
Thank you. And the legislator, Larell Jordan Swift, will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do.
I'm very positive about that. The money sitting there has not been used. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Larell Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says that the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Okay. Next, a former Republican herself, Larell Jordan Swift, has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense, and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she'll work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedoms extremists have taken from us. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thanks, sir. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers, Larell Jordan Swift says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take in a greedy insurance of corporations to give Texas families relief from raising rates. I'm sorry. Would that be fair? Positive, somewhat positive, neutral, negative.
How could I answer that any other way? Come on. You're very positive. Come on.
And the legislator, Larell, will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers. Would that be very positive, somewhat
very
positive?
Very positive. The voucher system is just wrong. Mm-hmm. It is wrong.
Now, Larell thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a programmatic problem solver and the legislator working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done. Would that be very positive? Somewhat
positive? Very positive. I mean, you're saying all nice things. How am I going to turn it down?
Okay.
If you said that about a Republican, I would say the same thing. So, okay. And you're not. But like I said, I mean, everybody wants to see government work. That's what they want to see. And right now, government is just polarized, and you know it, I know it. It's polarized. They'd like to see a mix, and that's why I'm an independent. And right now, it's just not working that way.
Okay. All right. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Mark LaHood, a Republican, or Larell Jordan?
Well, I already said I'm not going to vote for Mark LaHood, so you're only giving me one choice, okay? And it's Swift. And to be honest with you, if everything you said about Swift today, I'm a stronger supporter of Swift than when I got on the phone with you today, which I forgot who she was.
Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 and 39, between 40 and 54, between 55, 64, or 65 and over?
65 and older.
Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself to be of either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino?
I'm white.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself, okay, I got it. Just going to ask the same question. Do you have at least one college degree that required 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Finally, Mark, yes
don't
or no?
Don't ask me about my money. Don't ask me about my money. I know that. So I know that I've done enough of these before that they always want to tell me how much you're making.
Oh,
I'm
yes. Definitely. There's some that do ask, like, how much do you make between 50?
Yeah.
Yes. It hasn't got there yet. I'm pretty sure it won't, maybe, hopefully. Let's cross our fingers.
Okay.
Okay. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. Number one, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. Yes or no?
Unfortunately, I use Instagram, yes, and very carefully.
Okay. Facebook, Meta?
No.
Okay.
No.
TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or any OAN?
Actually, when I really want to get a good laugh, I'll watch Fox for a while. I can only take it. ONN, I've never watched. Newsmax, I've watched every so often.
Thank you, sir. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
Yeah, I don't stream on any of those, no.
So no? No TV streaming?
No, that's a no.
Okay. TV channels, MSN, EC, or CNN?
CNN. MSNBC sometimes I'll look at, but eventually they all just say the same thing over and over and over again. And it's like, you know, I got to change the channels.
Okay. And
News Nation I've watched every so often too, but this is a new one, but go ahead.
Okay. YouTube, TV.
No, I don't get anything from YouTube.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for being so patient. Thank you for taking my call.
It was not 5 minutes. Remember that.
Okay.
Oh, you're tricky. You're tricky.
But no, but for real, I thought it was like five, less than five. But it was a lot of more reading, though. Yeah, I got to
say What do they do? They give you questions you don't even know they're coming or what? If you answer a certain way, it goes one way or the other. Is that how it is?
They're actually confidential, so we're not sure really, like, you know, so it's just, we're not allowed to put our opinion in anything, so it's just...
I know that, I'm sure. Okay, well, listen, I'll let you go. I'm glad to talk to you.
You've been very kind,
and I'm going to eat my dinner now, okay?
Yes, and what are you eating for dinner today?
Oh, it's a frozen pizza. I hardly ever eat frozen. It's a Paul Newman frozen pizza, and I'm going to add some things to it as well to make it better.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you do that. Okay. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great evening.
You as well. Take care.
Bye-bye.